going on behind the scenes. Here's what should concern us all. If you look back at the U.S. Patriot Act that Congress passed almost unanimously in the wake of 9/11, the Bill of Rights was already in peril. Let me offer a brief outline of how things changed. The First Amendment is about freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and the right to assemble. The Patriot Act says that the government is free to monitor religious and political institutions without any suspicion of criminal activity. The government can also prosecute librarians or the keepers of any other records, including journalists, related to a terror investigation. The Fourth Amendment speaks to our right to be secure against unreasonable searches and seizures. The Patriot Act says the government can search and seize Americans' papers and effects without probable cause. The Sixth Amendment entitles anyone accused of a crime to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury. The Patriot Act says the government can jail Americans indefinitely without a trial. The Sixth Amendment says an accused person has compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor and to have the assistance of counsel.
Right, so Chapter 8 is acceptance for value, and we're just going to start off with a rundown of the theory. So if you want to take us through it, please, Guy.
Okay. Acceptance of value is... we're going to go over it, I think, in a very scratch-the-surface type way of doing it, because going too deep, too fast, will end up with a lot of friction.
Might hurt.
Yeah. Okay, so the theory with acceptance of value is basically... you are accessing your account. You are going to utilize the acceptance of value technology to basically redirect how they issue you. The
greatest form of control is where you think you're free when you're being fundamentally manipulated and dictated to. One form of dictatorship is being in a prison cell and you can see the bars and touch it. The other one is sitting in a prison cell but you can't see the bar, you think you're free.
What the human race is suffering from is mass hypnosis. We are being hypnotized by people like this. Newsreaders, politicians, teachers, lecturers.
We are in a country and in a world that is being run by unbelievably sick people. The chasm between what we're told is going on and what is really going on is absolutely enormous.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they control this now, and no one's talking about how they made us try to be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, head in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of day.
Everybody is slaves, only some are aware that the government releasing poison in the air. That's the reason I collect so many guns in my lair. I ain't never caught slipping, never underprepared. Yeah, they shade sign on me, they just spring it proudly. George Bush, the grandson of Aleister Crowley. They want you to believe the lie that the enemy's Saudi. The enemy ain't Saudi, the enemy around me. It's fluoride in the water, but nobody know that. It's also a prominent ingredient in Prozac.
For real?
How could any government bestow that upon people who believe in political throwback? That's not all that I'm here to present you. I know about the Black Pope in Solomon's temple.
Yeah.
About the Vatican assassins and how they will get you. And how they clone Barack Hussein Obama in a test tube.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? Motherfuckers, they controlling this now, and no one's talking about how they made us try to be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, head in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end.
Whoever built the pyramids had knowledge of electrical power, and you know that that's the information that they suppress and devour.
Who you sick the motherfuckers that crash in the tower? Who you sick that made it turn into ash in an hour? The same ones that invaded Jerome. The ones that never told you about the skeletons on the moon. Yeah, the ones that poison all the food you consume. The ones that never told you about the Mount Vesuvius tombs. The bird flu is a lie. The swine flu is a lie. Why would that even come as a surprise? Yeah, the polio vaccine made you die. It caused cancer and it cost a lot of people their lives. Do y'all know about Bohemian Grove? How the world leaders sacrifice the children in robes? Lucifer is God in the public school system. I suggest you open up your ears and you listen.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us finally slaves. And everybody's just walking around, out in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of day.
The greatest hypnotist on planet Earth is a oblong box in the corner of the room. It is constantly telling us what to believe is real.
If you can persuade them that what they see with their eyes is what there is to see, you've got them. Because they'll laugh in the face of an explanation that portrays the bigger picture of what's happening. And they have.
Truth Radio bring you facts.
I hope you got an extra mic and a fireproof booth, cause you know I'm known to melt a wire too. You need a fire engineer when I lay this blade. I melt down tracks that thrills and sleeves. Hit the studio, jars to throw, bars to blow. BC go with that arsenic flow. That don't hold me back, I roll with crack. Y'all cats told Mac to rap. Y'all don't realize y'all released the beast untamed. Speech all flame, streets all blame. It should be an honor for y'all to speak my name. I could go before your auntie couldn't beat my game. Gotta laugh, don't act like you spit it the same. Why you must can't get in the game? I come from high school and go straight to the league. Who you know who can spit it with speed? Yeah. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. You must know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak, they'll set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak, they'll set you free. And as you change with Zeke, I'm still stuck in the kitchen. So what I'm signed? That's fine. Still stuck in position. You know me well, couple court cases from jail, couple 404 shells from hell, stuck on this mission, go home, my girl fussing him, won't you change your life, I'm thinking, won't I change my wife, ignorant, passing, like the rap shit, it's just another hustle, another way for to touch you, now they know the face that beams, now they see my face on screens, and I ain't even chased this dream, I feel sorry for those who did, y'all
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of The Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, and tonight with me, we have a special guest host. Mike Hall is in tonight, over from Blog Talk Radio. Mike, why don't you introduce yourself real quick? Oh, maybe he's not quite here yet. Tonight, guys, you know, what I want to talk about, and I haven't been on in a few days, and I apologize. I don't think I did, I think the last, well, you know what, it's I don't do Friday, Saturday, Sunday anyways. I think the last time I was on was probably Thursday, maybe it was Wednesday night. Tonight, though, guys, what I want to talk about is this, you know, this National Defense Authorization Act. Basically, you know, for those of you who haven't heard it, and it hasn't been, you know, it hasn't been on the mainstream media too much, so I'm hearing. You know, I admit I haven't checked the mainstream media too much in the last week or so. I do check in with it because I do need to, you know, see what they're at least talking about. And then, you know, upon that, go research more. But, you know, I don't have feet on the ground in every country in the world. You know what I'm saying? You have to get a start somewhere. And sometimes you have to turn, you know, you have to turn to them and just see what the story is that's coming out. And then, you know, you dig from there. But from what I hear, they're not really talking about this at all. And this flew through the Senate, okay? this was passed easily. I don't remember what the vote was. I think it was like 90 something to like a single digit, maybe even one. I'm not even sure. But what this does, guys, is this makes America basically a battlefield. And it basically, when this goes through, we're basically under martial law. If you think about it, this is going to give, you know, this is going to make it legal for them to now basically kidnap American citizens, all right, and ship you to Guantanamo. You'll be able to get shipped to Guantanamo Bay as a terrorist, and guess what else? You get to be tortured. That's right. They're going to be torturing American citizens. You know, everything's going out the window. All this, you know, posse comitatus and all this other stuff that you hear, all these terms thrown around, none of that matters anymore. That's all done with, okay? You know, this gives them unprecedented power, and this is basically the most, you know, anti-liberty thing I could ever imagine. I mean, we thought the Patriot Act was bad, and it is, and it was. This thing is like, they can really just, for no reason. I mean, they could, you know, because they don't like what I'm saying on the radio tonight, they could just come here and scoop me up. You know? They could just come here and scoop me up. Never mind going to a FEMA camp, guys. A FEMA camp's going to look like a country club compared to Guantanamo Bay. At least, you know, the way the FEMA camps are now, where they're not so full of people and you know, they're still fairly new. This is scary stuff. Now, the president says he might veto it. I doubt that. I'm not putting any faith in good old, you know, Barry Sotoro over there to veto this thing down. It flew right through the Senate. It's probably going to fly through the House. Most people haven't even heard a whimper of it. They haven't even heard of it at all. You know, this whole terrorism thing, guys, is the biggest psyop that's ever been pulled off on us. And now we're going to let it take our rights away to the point where they're calling America a battlefield. The homeland is a battlefield. I mean, that's the terminology they used in it. They call the homeland a battlefield and the whole world a battlefield. How is this a battlefield? There's not even any war going on our soil. It's us invading everybody else. Nobody wants to invade us. You know, I saw a really good video today with, you know, Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran there. You know, sorry if I pronounce his name wrong. Mike, whenever you get here, you know, I don't know if you're here yet. Just jump in whenever you want. I don't know if you're here. This guy Ahmadinejad, you know, he had this really good video that I saw today, you know. And they were talking about, you know, what do you have to say to people from the West that think that, you're this terrorist nation that needs to be stopped and they need to intervene and they need to shut down your nuclear facilities. And, you know, he started talking about how, all, you know, it's all just for energy, just like every other country, and, you know, why shouldn't he be allowed to have it? But then he went on to talk about, you know, if we're this warmongering terrorist nation, wouldn't you see Iranian forces all over the world in all different countries? And he said, show me a country where you see Iranian forces anywhere. He said, you won't be able to show me that because it doesn't exist. And, you know, and he's true. And then, you know, he started talking about NATO. And think about it, guys. We, you know, who has military all over the world? We do. We're in other people's countries with bases. Okay? How are we going to point the finger at these people and call them terrorists? They haven't done anything. They haven't. When you hear the guy speak, okay, I think you really have a different opinion on Iran. I really do. And not to say that, you know, one person's, you know, 3 minute, it's actually a 10 minute interview. You know what, guys, we're gonna let Rev J wanted to say something. Rev J, jump in, man. I'm sorry, I didn't see the chat right away. I was standing back from the screen. What's up, buddy? Are you there, Rev? I can't hear anything. I can't hear anybody. Guys, I don't know if people – can you guys hear me? I can't hear anybody talking.
Okay, Brian, I can hear you and nobody else.
I hear you now, Truthful. I only hear you. I don't hear anybody else either.
Yeah, sorry, I was in the other room there. So, I don't know.
All right, I guess
keep going.
All right, I guess I'll have to keep going. Guys, I'm sorry. Rev and Mike call. I can't hear either one of you guys. And Truthful said he can't hear you either. I don't know what the hell's going on. When I stopped talking, you know, I didn't see you guys light up at all, and I didn't hear anything coming through the mic. I thought maybe it was my speakers, but I just checked the computer, and everything looks good. So I'll just talk until we figure it out. I don't know, maybe you guys want to hang up and dial back in. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know. I don't really know what to tell you. So like I was saying about this, you know, about the president of Iran in this interview, and he's saying, you know, we don't have forces everywhere. We're not out trying to stop. Well, we don't. We just want to be left alone. This is really what he's saying, and to hear it come from their president, and you hear all these bad things, and it just, you don't think that he's lying. Okay, that's all I'm saying. And you know, you can't just go by a stupid YouTube clip of some president, because he could be obviously spitting any propaganda to make you think whatever you want. But if you start to think about the things that he's actually saying, they start to make a lot of sense. This guy makes a lot more sense than most of the politicians over here do, and that's for damn sure. Absolutely. Truthful, you have anything you want to put in on, since we can hear you have anything you want to say about the you know, the Defense Authorization Act here that's about to be passed through over to the House?
It's obviously been the case already. They're just making it public now, I guess, getting us to accept it. I don't know, it's in the mainstream. What's the reaction? I mean, how are they reporting it? They're reporting it like it's a good thing, or?
I don't know. That's what I was asking people. I haven't checked the mainstream news in about a week or so. But from what I heard and from articles that I've read, they're not really reporting on it at all. And they went down a big list of all these, you know, personalities like, you know, Beck and Cavuto and O'Reilly and you know, people on, you know, other stations like Anderson Cooper and, you know, all these people. And they said that none of them have talked about it at all. So I don't know, you know. I don't want to speak for them and say none of them are talking about it, because maybe they are talking about it. But from what I'm hearing, I don't think they're really mentioning it at all. Because I think that's one of those things that even the people that have their head buried the farthest in the sand can see that that's, you know, that's not how it's supposed to be in America. If you told somebody that was going on, they might even say that would never happen in America. That's one of those type of things, you know. And, yeah, it is happening in America. And it's been going on for 10 years, and we knew that it was building up to this. And this is just like, you know, this is dangerous stuff, man. This is scary, you know, especially for just regular people like us, you know. They could basically give them unlimited power to do whatever they want, lock you away. You could be tortured. You could be sent to Guantanamo. Are you kidding me? Do you guys know what it's like in Guantanamo Bay? You don't want to go there. And you get all your rights, all these rights that we talk about, you know, innocent until proven guilty and our legal system and all that. They just throw all that out the window? I mean, come on.
Well, that's the thing, is they're harmonizing. They're globalizing all of the laws. All of the laws here are going to be the same in Africa, New Guinea, wherever.
Yeah, exactly. It's all globalized. Exactly.
Yeah, and there's people out there who are going to sit there and say, well, if they catch some terrorists, I mean, some of us could be terrorists. So I have to get my underwear groped because the guy in front of me might be a freaking terrorist.
Yeah, that was like this weekend. I read that, you know, different grannies, like, you know, 80, 90-year-old ladies, all got strip searched at one airport in Florida. Underwear down and everything. One of them had a what do you call the bag there that holds the urine? Well, one of them had one of those bags again, anyways. And when they searched her, of course, you know, I think it would probably leaked on her or whatever. You know, you hear that story so many times. Guys, I mean, they don't need to be doing this to us. This is ridiculous. Like, seriously. Like, when's enough enough? We haven't done anything, all right? We're getting stripped at the airport. We're going to get detained. We're getting pepper sprayed. We're getting beat up. All this crap, dude. All of it. And we didn't do anything. They did all this. This is all part of the show. This is all a show at our expense. We're the ones that have to pay the price for the show. But, you know, the whole thing's a big grand stage. This whole terrorism thing's a stage. The whole thing's a big staged event, a big plan, this whole thing. It was like this genius plan to take our rights away. It's like, how do you take Americans' rights away after, you know, hundreds of years? And this is how they did it. They made up this artificial enemy. And, you know, because of this enemy, everybody has to be so scared and everybody needs protection from this enemy. And, you know, this it just, you know, when's it going to stop? And they people used to think that, oh, if they catch Osama bin Laden, that's going to be the end of it. Or, you know, we're pulling out of Iraq. No, it's not. It's an endless war with a faceless enemy. I mean, it's never going to end. It's never going to end. Unless somebody whips our ass for it, it's not going to end. And it's all about... It has nothing to do with freedom. It's all about money, imperialism, you know, taking over the world. They're basically doing what Nazis did, you know, 60 years ago or however long ago it was. I mean, we're just going country after country. We're just so clever at the way we do it, and we have control of the media. And other people that have control of the media and stuff like that around the world, like Britain, and they're hand-in-hand in it with, okay? So the only people that really know what's going on are the people that are aware and awake, and you guys know percentages of that. That's, you know, probably 1 in 10, if that. 1 in 10. People don't have a clue. I think if you weren't on the radio, like I wasn't on the radio right now, and I was just talking with somebody, and, you know, say we started talking about another country, and I started talking about some of the things that are in the National Defense Authorization Act, but I didn't mention, you know, that it was the United States, I guarantee you that person would be like, oh, that's crazy. Imagine living there. That's why I live in America. That would never happen in the United States. Well, it is happening. It's all happening. You understand? Ever since that spectacle they pulled off 10 years ago, they've gone full speed ahead. You know, it's only taken them 10 years. That's not a lot of time to come this far in what they've been doing and how far the police state's come. It's not a lot of time at all. It's actually it's a blink of an eye in you know, in the grand scheme of things. These are people that plan things 50 years in advance. The fact that they've come so far in 10 years, it's pretty friggin' amazing. It really is, and it's scary because, you know, they have bad intentions. Do you want your country to just be basically turned into nothing because it's going to all go be globalist? It's all going to be globalized, the whole thing. If you guys hear that term a lot, sometimes it kind of loses its meaning, but... It really is globalism because like they're going to be like a universal law, like a global law. They're going to be, you know, all different countries are going to have the same BS going on. And then, as you already know, it's already a global financial system put in place. There's not that many countries left that are financially independent. I mean, it's like a handful, guys, okay? And, you know, you start to see things come to life like NAFTA, and they started bringing the – they started bringing the trucks up through the borders and into the ports that are way in the middle of the country, like you guys probably saw, you know, talked about a while back when they were talking about North American Union and talking about Mexico and Canada merging together. That started now, okay? That's just like a month or two ago, they started moving the first shipments. So it is globalism. That's what they're going towards. That's not what you want. You want to be an American. You want by the Constitution. Once these global laws are in place, what do you think the Constitution means? It doesn't mean anything. You can wipe your ass with it at that point. Seriously, it's not going to hold up anywhere. There's going to be world courts. Your Constitution's not going to mean anything at all. They've already been trampling on it. They're already burning it. Every once in a while, you know, they pee on it. You know, maybe put the fire down a little, and that just comes back. And this is just... This is disgusting. Homeland's a battlefield. How the hell is the homeland a battlefield? There hasn't been an attack here in 10 years. And that one was fake. But let's just say it was real. There hasn't been an attack here in 10 years. How is this a battlefield? Tell me. And we're out attacking people. And they're still not attacking here. How is this a battlefield? Somebody tell me. Do you hear mortar shells outside? Do you hear missiles flying by? You hear machine gun fire at night? No. That's a battlefield. This isn't a battlefield. Michael, can we hear you yet? I don't know, buddy. Can you try to give it a shot? This is still not working.
I have a feeling you fell asleep.
No, no, he was up. He was waiting to do the show with me. He knows. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Hey, Brian, your headset is lagging out quite a bit. It beeps quite a bit.
Oh, is it? You know what? I was walking out in my kitchen a little bit, so that's probably why.
I was going to let you know that just quickly that it does pretty much every show. It beeps sometimes, but usually doesn't interfere. So just to let you know that.
Okay. All right. That's thanks. How often does it beep? Do you hear it in the playback?
Yeah. You'll hear it maybe 4 or 5 times a show, just a couple of quick beeps now and then.
Oh, that might be when I'm turning it back on from mute, because it makes a little chime.
Well, it's while you're talking, though. You'll be talking, you'll hear a little beep here, and then, but usually it's so quick it doesn't really block out any of your words. But okay. Now, it's been a little bit pretty bad.
Okay. All right, that stinks. I went in Best Buy. I was looking for a headset, and I opened like 7 of them. I was really shopping around for it. I really like this one. I hope this one works out all right, because it's real comfortable. It's wireless, but it's real nice, too. It's like $100, but it's a wicked nice Logitech.
Yeah, I paid $120 for mine, and I loved it. But, it was good for walk when I had to walk around, but, for the best quality, I still had to use my regular mic.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. This thing, right? This bill here, this makes the Patriot Act look like, kids play. I mean, it really does. The whole thing, guys, about this us needing this protection, and, we've gone over this time and time and time and time again. It's all about enemies that don't exist. And if they do exist, okay, they're completely controlled by the CIA. Completely. Every time there's been one of these famous al-Qaeda people that they keep trumping up in the news, like Anwar al-Awlaki or these other ones, like Zawahiri and all of them, they always end up being connected to the CIA and run by the CIA. Okay? They do. They do. And, I don't even think there's that many of them. I mean, I think there's just a couple of them, and the rest are just names they throw out there and stories they make up. You don't see these people with your own eyes. How do you know if they tell you there's 40 al-Qaeda rebels over here or 2,000 of them over here? How the hell do you know? You don't know. They're just making it up, guys. Sorry to tell you, but so much of the stuff that we spend a lot of time digging into is made up, and that part is made up. I mean, it is. Al-Qaeda is either controlled totally by the CIA, or the rest of it's made up. Totally. Made up out of thin air. Just to see you. Just to take your rights away, guys. Imagine that. I never thought I'd see this in America. These aren't like, some little pieces of legislation. This is talking about being able to round you up, never give you a mind to speech as in the Constitution, never able to give you a trial, and just, you don't have the right to a judge. You might, but most likely you're not going to have the right to a judge, a lawyer, talk to your parents, talk to anybody, no phone call. You can be locked away indefinitely. You can be locked away after you're found innocent. How about that? You can go to court, be found innocent, and then they'll just come scoop you up the next day and throw you away anyway, so they'll just never let you out the courtroom, and they'll just call you a terrorist. Say, we don't care. We don't care. We're just going to lock them up. Don't matter to us. You know what I mean? We'll just lock them up. And then they'll probably take all your stuff, too, because that's what they do. They lock you up. They take your stuff. You know what I mean? Like Gaddafi with his gold. They're like a bunch of I don't know, man. It's like we've become the scumbags of the world. It's what I feel like. And that's sad to say, but look what we do, man. We murder people, we kill people, we steal from them. We can't buy the resources, so we got to go invade people for it. What the hell is that, dude? Seriously. You can't just pay these nations for their stuff? You have to go invade them? God knows you make enough backdoor deals and canyoning on Wall Street and print enough secret money for people. You can't just buy what you need off these countries? I mean, even if you print some secret money again, and we don't know about it. I mean, it's better than invading them. But we'd just rather invade. We'd rather just blow things up, ask later. I mean, why not? We got smart bombs to restore democracy, guys. Think about it. Smart bombs. 1.5 million dead. That's real smart. Sorry. You know what that is? That's an operational procedure. That's the plan. You kill 1.5 million of anything, that's not an accident. How can you think that's an accident? Seriously, how could you think 1.5 million civilians dead is an accident? Over these armies that we supposedly roll through like they're nothing, okay? You know what I mean? We roll through. I mean, yeah, they say there's all this fighting still going on, and who even knows, okay? But, you know, when the main battle, the main fight, how quick did we roll through Iraq? It was like nothing. It was like nothing. We rolled through there like nothing. You know, the people in Syria right now know we're coming, all right? The people in Iran know we're coming. It's just a matter of where we go first. The people in Syria all are on board with, you know, what we talk about here. They know. And they know that NATO is the terrorist. NATO goes out. There's a lot of reasons they'll invade. Some of the ones we just went over. Other reasons, you know, and this is the main reason a lot of times, is financial, okay? They don't control your economy. They don't control your banks. So they're going to come in here. NATO's going to come in, and they're going to restore order, as they would like to say, which basically means, you know, seize control of the economy. Seize control of the most valuable resources and assets of the nation. Kind of like how we took over Afghanistan and seized the poppy fields, okay? You know, we are going to have a lot of future things going on in Africa. So we could not let Gaddafi, you know, get off the ground with his gold dinar currency that he was trying to give not only to the Libyans. Okay. He was going to, we've talked about this. I'm not going to do the whole thing again, but he was going to put up $100 billion of his own money to start this economy for the whole continent of Africa. Now, seeing as we're going there to suck Africa dry of all its resources in the near future, that wasn't going to happen, okay? That's one of the main reasons he was taken out. And it'll happen over and over and over again. You'll see it, you know? You'll see it. Anybody we deem as an economic threat gets taken out, okay? Anybody that we can't control and be our little puppet when they're running a nation, say, in the Mideast, we take them out and replace them. They're all puppets. The thing is much bigger than just the United States. It's not the United States that's pulling these people out and putting puppets in and controlling. It's bigger than that. It's the same people that are doing it to us and the same people that are doing it to a number of other nations. How many nations are under this umbrella? I don't know. Is it 10? Is it 50? I don't know. I don't know. But I tend to think that most of the so-called superpowers are in on it together. I don't think there's this great tension between us and China and Russia. I think that's all bogus, just like the Cold War. I think it's all just there for us to just become bigger and bigger, and everybody else is just third world. And that's what they've done, okay? You know, you hear this stuff about, you know, oh, China's going to intervene if we go into Syria, or Russia puts their warship over there. Sorry, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. I don't think they want to fight with us. I think who's ever, you know, calling the shots up at the top has a great influence on them too, and it's all part of the same plan. They're not going to do anything. And you better believe, you know, and I haven't done, you know, and I want to dig into this, and I should. I bet you that, you know, when we're in Iraq and we, you know, got all these oil deals, I bet you there's some secret oil deals going to China and Russia. So don't tell me that they want to attack us, okay? That's not going to happen in our lifetime. It's not. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen in our lifetime. I just feel that it's not. So don't worry about China coming over here, because I don't think that it's happening. I don't care that we owe them all this debt and all that. That it's just, I don't think that it's happening. Now, the other thing, guys, you know, for you people that thought it was great when we had Homeland Security and they're going to go arrest all these Muslims, yada, 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 I hope you're happy now. Because now you can really see what Homeland Security was set up for. Homeland Security was set up for the American people. Yes, it was. That's what it's meant for. To arrest, to spy on us, okay? Just like the same reason Facebook was set up. And yes, I do use it, because that's where the most people are. And I don't care. I need to get the message out. Obviously, if I'm on the radio, my name's going to be out there, so I really don't care about posting things. But they are watching it. Okay, We did a whole show on it. Facebook was set up by the CIA. Set up by a guy named James Brian Mark Zuckerberg, almost $13 million. Yet he's not mentioned in the social network, nor is his name on the masthead, nor is he a co-owner of the company. But the guy that gave $500K got 7% of the company. I find that a little bit odd, huh? Don't you? And, you know, it's a whole story it's really quite easy to see. You know, they set up a data mining operation, the CIA did, using the internet to get all types of information off people, where they are, who they're with, where they're going, what they're doing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then they give $13 million to Mark Zuckerberg and he launches Facebook. I mean, case closed. Right? Case closed. I mean, I highly doubt, you know, that he's even the billionaire they say he is. He's probably got a lot of money. I don't think he's worth the billions and billions and billions that they say, because it's a CIA operation. It's not even really all his website. I'm sure he gets a pretty penny. I'm talking hundreds of millions of dollars from them probably. He probably was his idea in the beginning. And then they saw what happened with MySpace. They saw how he might be going. They realized they have this, you know, data mining thing. Guys, think about it. Think about how Facebook works. The CIA doesn't even got to dig for information. People just give it to them, okay? They just give it. You got this website that does facial recognition on your photographs off a low-resolution photo, and, you know, it doesn't charge you anything to do it, and you don't see that there's government involvement there, okay? Just the other day, I think it was 2 days ago, all right? I was looking at some of the things I posted, and all of a sudden, like, three or four things said my city on it. And I never put my location on ever, 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 not on my phone, not on Facebook, not on any app, not on any website, always, 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 always off. Somebody told me that the IT servers, when they do, I don't know if it's when they do maintenance or something, it can change that setting somehow. I mean, if you guys know about that, let me know so I make sure I can do something for that not to happen. But it happened to me just the other day, and they tried to trick me a few weeks ago. I posted something from my phone, and, you know, you hit yes to confirm or something. Then it says yes to confirm again, and I stopped, and I read it. Why is there a second one, you know? And it wanted me to turn on my location and allow me to have friends check me into places. You can't check me into places. Get the hell – get out of here. What do you think I am, Johnny Foursquare, like that guy in that commercial? I'm the mayor of the water cooler. Yeah, guy, you're the man. That Foursquare thing cracks me up. I mean, that's even the worst. The Foursquare thing, you got you got people that check in as many places as possible as many times a day. And if they check into a place more than anybody, they're the mayor of it. And they love it. It's like when people, you know, when I first got on Facebook, it was a long time. It was like 2005, right? Maybe 2006. And you got these people giving away all these virtual gifts. I never got that. People are giving away sneakers and cakes and balloons. But it's nothing. It's a graphic. It's like so stupid, dude. People used to send me these gifts. I'm like, what do you got? You want to send me some sneakers? Send me some real sneakers, man. Don't send me this little fake gift. I don't understand that. And people get all happy about that. They love it. They love it. Sending out the fake gifts. And I totally blanked out and forgot where I was going with that. Truth of War, you still there? Do you know where the hell I was heading with that? No, I don't think he's there at the computer for a second, guys. And I don't expect him to be, guys. Truth War's here from the start of the day to the end of the night usually, so I'm sure he's got a lot of things he needs to do sometimes and has to step away. The other thing I wanted to get into tonight, you know, getting off this Defense Authorization Act, I wanted to talk a little bit about Big Pharma corruption, kickbacks. We touched on this on a few different shows a little bit, because we did things about, you know, like we did shows on vaccines, and we did a show on the anti-parent bill in California and how all those legislators took cash payments from the Merck drug company and, you know, to put the law into effect so kids can get vaccines in California without their parents' consent. Okay. We started to talk about, and I wasn't exactly sure, but I said, you know, I'm sure they're getting all types of kickbacks and cash and vacations and there was an article that came out today on that exact aspect of it. And I kind of wanted to touch on that. There's a case going right now, actually, against Janssen Pharmaceuticals, who is a subsidiary of Johnson & Johnson. and they were giving kickbacks, bribing state officials in Texas. And they have this one guy, for instance, Dr. Stanley Self. He's a part-time psychiatrist, okay? And he's out there pushing the pills. And the pills that they had, that they were pushing out, were called Risperdal, and they're for schizophrenia. They're made by Johnson & Johnson, and what they did is they gave all these people, state officials, kickbacks and stuff, so they would get it approved to be paid for by the state, okay? So what does that do? It puts their sales through the roof. I mean, think about it. The state's going to pay for it. All these people are going to line up and get it, right? Right. And what they did is they had this guy probably pushing the pills on people more than anybody. That's what these doctors have become now. Well, you know, with all this prescriptions that are going on and, you know, Big Pharma and all the money that's tied into it, these doctors have basically become drug dealers. That's what they are. They've become drug dealers, except it's legal. They make a boatload of money, and the thing is, people don't second-guess them because they're doctors, so it's really, really dangerous, people. Think about it, okay? You got people buying drugs off people off the street, but they probably have it in their head. I mean, they don't. A lot of them don't. But some of them eventually might have it in their head. Oh, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. This isn't right, but I got to stop, yada, yada, yada. When you get it from a doctor, he's telling you this is what you need to take. You know what I mean? A lot of people, you know, not 99% of people, but maybe 75% of people are just going to listen to him and take it. And meanwhile, it's because he's selling it. It's not that hard of a theory or a concept to grasp, guys. It's because he's selling the stuff. That's why he's pushing it, okay? You have this one scumbag, okay, Dr. Stanley Self. He, you know, he's pushing these schizophrenia pills, and he earns $166 a year. Part-time, and the state pays for all his staff and office, like his rent. So think about that. Now he doesn't have to pay his staff nothing. So that's just take home in his pocket, plus whatever. You know, come on, man. This guy's selling pills. He's probably taking extra ones, writing up fake prescriptions, but pocketing them, selling them on the side to his brother for extra money on the street, or selling them to him. You know, God knows what the guy's doing. You know what I mean? God knows. And this type of behavior is encouraged. You know another thing that they'll do? And, you know, this case is bringing a lot of attention, and it's going to make them, you know, look into the books a lot on some of these companies. And what they do to hide the money, guys, is pretty clever, okay? This is what they do, and I didn't know this. I had an idea because I knew what type of things they give away, like they give away vacations and cars and things like that, right, to these doctors. Well, what they'll do is, you know, when they want to, you know, say, meet up, and push these pills on all the doctors, but they don't want a paper trail of it, and they need to hide money because they want to give them bribes, give them donations. Well, what they'll do is, for a bribe, they'll give them this great vacation package worth $1,000 to this great resort. They'll pay for everything, okay? So that's like the little kickback, the little gift to the doctor. But this is so clever. So they don't get caught setting up a meeting and stuff like that and leave another paper trail. They have their meeting at the resort, okay? So they send a couple doctors on this great vacation, and then at some point during the week, they have a quick little meeting at the resort. It's like a fake friggin' meeting because it's basically just a drug sale. They'll get out there and they'll do a presentation for a couple hours, and it's basically an ad campaign for whatever pill they're trying to push. They'll rent out a conference hall in the hotel. They'll push the crap out of this thing. And then, you know, the doctor just got a free $5,000 vacation, everything paid for, drinks, everything, right? So what's he going to do when he gets back? He's going to do them a favor and stop pumping those things out his office. And this guy's a psychiatrist. He's selling a schizophrenia drug. He's going to be pumping them out like crazy, giving people higher prescriptions. That's how dangerous it is, because think, he's making money. Of course he's going to give people higher doses. He's going to give them extra pills. He's making money off the pills. He shouldn't be making any money off it. That's the biggest conflict of interest I've maybe heard in a while, guys. Truth War, are you back? I want to hear your input on this. Oh, looks like he's not.
Yes,
here.
No, okay. I'm here all the time. I know
you got to do stuff too, though. So go ahead. What are you gonna say?
Well, so it's always experimentation, right? The doctor is basically trying this, try this, try that. You know, especially with psychotropics.
Yeah, pretty much.
And, you know, you're right. That's what they become is basically drug pushers. That's all you know, that's the only avenue open to them now. I mean, they're basically, you know, they're not always, like a lot of doctors do have the patient's best interest at heart. It's just that, you know, there's, try going and visiting someone in the hospital and sit with them for a while and listen to one doctor say that, okay, we're going to discontinue this drug. And then 2 hours later, the nurse comes in with that drug. You know, wow. And my best friend was his ex-girlfriend just passed away, and she came in with some big jar of pills that was, what are you kidding me? What are you giving her that for? She can't even take anything orally. She's intubated, man. And they said, well, no, this is a doctor's orders. Check the chart. Look at the chart. Oops, wrong room.
Oh, man. They don't care. You're just a number to them. You know what I mean? Well, you're really just a number to them.
See, that's the thing, is they thought they were, it was the nurse just didn't know what she was doing. She thought she was doing the right thing. I mean, she was good enough to check the chart to make sure that she had made the mistake. But that's the thing. It's an absolute circus over there. Whatever hospital you go to, the right hand does not know what the left hand is doing. And that's what the drug companies are taking advantage of. That's, you know, they control the schools. So they don't teach doctors nothing. And then...
Yeah,
you know,
that's exactly. They don't teach them nothing but how to write scripts and give vaccines.
Well, you know what they do is they administer therapy. And it's always just drug therapy is basically their only option nowadays.
Yeah.
And if you look at the word therapy... If you divide the and the rest of it, I'm thinking there's something to that. Or if you take the word therapist, divide the and the rest of it and see what you get.
Oh, all right. You were saying it wrong. I didn't know what the hell you were saying. Yeah, it's true. You know, they have all types of dirty tricks. The other thing that I learned that they do, which, of course, you would think that they would do this anyways, you know, they hire ghostwriters to basically go online, write all types of great reviews about the drug and how it changed their life, yada, 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 and they'll pay doctors cash to sign off on these reviews and basically endorse them, put their stamp of approval on them. And you know, once you put money into it, you corrupt it. It's done with. And we're talking about health. We're supposed to be, you know, your last line of defense, you know, when it comes to, you know, staying alive, I guess, basically. I mean, you would expect to get honest information off your doctor. You wouldn't expect them to be influenced by a drug sale, by cash, and they are. They most certainly are. Now, if they were just, say the drug company approached them and bought them a vacation and, you know, they were going to be responsible about it and said, sure, I'll try your product. Thanks for paying me. I'll try it. But they gave it doses. They did it honestly. They didn't, you know, push it on people, then there wouldn't be much of a problem with it. I mean, there'd still be some corruption there, but I wouldn't have that much of a problem with it. But instantly, it's not like that, okay? Because they give them so much money that the doctors basically become their servants. They basically work for the drug company, but they're undercover as a doctor in a hospital. That's basically what the situation becomes, because they make so much money from them. And there's nobody to really frown upon them. Okay, when the doctor's there writing scripts out, I mean, who's going to say anything? He gives it to you. You're not going to say nothing. You go to CVS, Walgreens, wherever you go to get your prescription filled. Well, they got the thing from your doctor. They're not going to say nothing. I mean, there's nobody to step in and oversee the thing at all. It's just totally out of control. Totally. I know you guys all know somebody that gets so many kinds of a pill prescribed to them that they really don't need. And it's just like... Why? Well, because the doctor's probably making money off that product, okay? He probably makes money off that type of pill, and that's why he's pushing it on you. I never realized how that was. I always thought stuff that went on even before you would say, you know, I was awake or whatever. I didn't know that it was done with such malintent. Like... It's one big circle. It's not just a circus. It's a circle. It's, you know, the FDA, Big Pharma, the cancer industry, they all scratch each other's backs. They do. and the FDA will withhold information from you. It will give you things to make you sick, to make you have to get medication, and that medication would make you need other medication, and then you maybe get cancer. And then when you go get your cancer treated, what they do to treat one cancer cell is they radiate the rest of you. You know, tell me where the sense is in that. Somebody tell me where the sense is in chemotherapy when you have a cancer cell and then they're going to radiate the rest of you to somehow cure you. I just think that's absolutely asinine, and I don't know how people wouldn't look into a natural cure before they would try that. I mean, seriously. How does everybody not spend at least like a good amount of time trying a bunch of natural stuff to see if it works before you go in there and radiate the rest of your cells? Why would you do that? That's unfathomable to me. I don't know. I don't know why people would do that. I think it's because people don't know. They're really misled. They don't know that there's alternatives out there. They think that that's all a bunch of quackery, and you can't blame them because that's what they were brought up to believe by the media, by the government, by the school system. Okay? It's all brainwashing. They're all part of one agenda. They all work together. Okay? There's many different parts of it, but there's one agenda that they're all, you know, they're all going to work for. They're not going to go against each other and screw the whole thing up. And the basic thing is to keep you in the dark about everything, to keep you in the dark, to keep you unhealthy. They don't want you to live long. They don't want you to prosper. They want the rich to get richer. They want the middle class to get poor. And all these things I'm saying sound outrageous, you know, but it's true. It's all true. The whole system. That's why I don't frown upon anybody that tries to screw the system anymore. You know what? If you can get something from the government, good for you, man. Seriously. Good for you, man. Let me shake your hand, okay? That's how I feel. Let me shake your hand because they've been screwing us for long enough, all right? If you know anybody that gets free money from the government or free housing or free this or free that, you know what? Good for them. Seriously. Because you know what? The government's screwing everybody anyways. People will say, oh, well, you know, that's my tax dollars. Yeah, well, you know what? Your tax dollars is also going to bail out friggin' banks that screwed you in the first place. So don't even bring that conversation up, all right? Seriously. Don't even bring that conversation. You should get in line to go get some free money from the government, too, or something. Seriously. I don't know. That's just how I feel about it. You know? It's crazy. An actual system in place to keep you down. You know, and what do you do about it? You know, what do you do about it? I don't know. You know, I'm new at this too. I don't know what you do about it. I just try to, you know, learn as much as I can so I can be better prepared for whatever's coming, I guess. But that really hasn't, you know, done much for me, you know? It's not like, you know, you're aware and then all of a sudden now, you know, you're successful or something and you're not in a spot. No, you just, I don't know. My mind's racing all the time. You know, the thing that sucks is it's just always bad news. There's so much bad news. That's why I think I'm gonna lighten it up one day a week, Truth. I'm gonna do a sports show. I don't know if that's okay with you guys. If one night I do a sports show instead of like a, you know, a hardcore thing, just to lighten it up a night, because you know it gets to be stressful doing, you know, 10 shows a week about depressing shit all the time.
Well, that's what those guys do on Sunday nights from 6 till 9 or from 7 till 10.
Yeah,
sports type related, and then they just mix in a little bit of what we talk about. But you're right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of negative news if you really, really look at it. And, you know, the front of Time magazine, that little clip I put in the link yesterday, shows anxiety, you know, and they're saying, well, it's good. Well, no, it's not.
No, absolutely not. They're saying it's good because, you know, that's all part of the plan.
Yeah, well, they show the cover of Time in all the rest of the world, and that anxiety cartoon picture is not on the front in all their other publications of that week or that month.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. They had different covers depending on where you lived, and the USA always gets the biggest propaganda end of the stick usually. That's pretty much how it goes down.
Yeah.
This country uses way more prescription pills than anybody. I mean, it's out of control. It's astronomical, and it's not from the street. I mean, a lot on the street, but it's the doctors more than anything. And a lot of the stuff that's the street comes from the doctors because they overprescribe people, and then they turn around and sell it on the street.
We used to do ambulance calls. We'd take, well, not maybe as many as a garbage bag, but we'd take a, you know, one of those plastic shopping bags, not, you know, the little hand ones that I don't know what size to suggest they are. I guess they're a liter, those, the normal ones, I call them. Anyway, we just scoop up all the fucking medication we could find in the person's bedroom or on their dresser or in their living room on the table and take it with us, because it'd be faster than trying to write all the shit down and take it to the fucking hospital. And to tell them when they'd say, they'd ask us, well, what drugs are they on? Well, here, everything, you know. And then sometimes when people would die, the family would get rid of a garbage bag, a full-size fucking garbage bag of drugs and meds. And then, like, one little town up the road here, they were the pharmacist, he finally got caught. He was flushing all his old stuff down the drain, and they happened to be checking the waters nearby in a lake where the river runs in.
They tested it?
Yeah, they picked up all this shit, and that's how he got caught. He wasn't fucking paying to get rid of it properly. He was just flushing it down the fucking...
Wow. Down, what down happened the, to him? They throw the book at him, or did he get off kind of, like, easy?
Well, at first they threw the book at him, and then things kind of disappeared from there. But he was used as the indicator. Yeah, like, stop that. But, you know, like, look at all the Great Lakes in Canada and the U.S. I don't think they're testing for all that stuff, and it's all being flushed right into the fucking lakes, either directly or indirectly, you know, from women's bodies, all that stuff.
I just read that they're allowed to put a certain amount of mercury in the water out there, too, and they've been doing it every year out in the Great Lakes. Mercury. Adding mercury to the water in the Great Lakes. Unbelievable. That's where they're putting some of the waste, right back into the water. I'm sure that makes up a lot of the drinking water up there, obviously. The lakes are friggin' huge. You still with us, Fessy, or we lose you? You kind of cut out there for a second.
Yeah, he's lagging out.
Ah, Jesus, man. What the hell's going on? Sometimes Skype sucks. Does it a lot, man. Guys, we apologize. It's just really, you know, sometimes Skype does that, and there's really not many alternatives to Skype out there if you're going to have an internet radio station, let people call in and click in.
Well, Festy has a shaky connection anyway.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Is he up in the boondocks of Canada?
He's somewhere in Ontario. I don't know. One of those suburbs, you know.
Yeah.
Almost, I'd say probably about close to two-thirds of the population is east of the Ontario-Manitoba border.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Ontario and Quebec have almost all of Canadians.
And the rest of it's pretty rural, right? Because that's like where pretty much the metropolises are all in that area.
Well, once you leave Toronto, you got your Peterborough and Thunder Bay, but there's really no well-known cities all the way to Winnipeg. Okay, and Winnipeg is not that well-known itself. So then if you keep going west, the next civilization is Regina, you know, because we only got one major city. We got two smaller cities, nice towns, Portage La Prairie and Brandon, but Saskatchewan only has two smaller cities, Saskatoon and Regina. So really, there's no civilization within 500 miles in any direction from us here.
Wow, man, it's so much different where I live. I live near Boston, and over here on the East Coast, especially the Northeast Coast, I mean, it's packed with people. If you look at a population map, there's more people in this area than anywhere in our country. It's kind of crazy. So we have people everywhere. I'm surrounded by cities. I mean, there's towns too, but it's not, you know, there's no rural. It's not rural around here at all, you know.
Yeah, it shows how much densities, population densities can fluctuate, depending where you are.
Yeah, big time.
You can really fit a lot of people into a very small area.
Yeah, you definitely can, man. Definitely. There's my town, my city's small, and we have like 150,000 people, and it's like it's a five miles from one side to the other. I mean, it's nothing. If it's even 5 miles from one side to the other, I mean, it's not big at all. Yeah, I don't know. I've been to Canada a bunch of times. I like Canada. Canada's cool, man. I've been to Montreal 11 times.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure it's either Ontario or Quebec, because that's just where everybody is. Mind you, you're pretty close there, too, anyway.
Yeah. Toronto's so far from me. I mean, I can drive to Montreal and be there in, you know, like 4 hours if I drive fast.
Yeah. That'd be nice if you came to Winnipeg one day. Probably, got such a clean history, you can get through the border no problem.
Is that what you really just said? He says, hey, you got such a clean history, you could probably get through the border no problem. I wouldn't call it that. I wouldn't call myself a career criminal, but I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't say I'm just going to get a green light and just drive right through. They did stop me a few times. That's why I say that truth. The last couple of times I went, I got stopped, took my vehicle, put it up on the lift for like 45 minutes, tore the thing apart. It's like, oh, man, it was like Border Wars, but it was starring Brian Stavely.
Why do you think they did that?
I don't know. They just kind of randomly pick people sometimes, I think, and I think it was our turn. It was me and my buddy. We were coming back from a good weekend up there, and I was driving my little Honda Prelude, and they made me freaking park the car and get out, and they took it into the bay, and they searched the thing for like 45 minutes. Scary, man. I didn't have nothing in there, but, you know, it was still scary. And then I went another time with like four people, and a couple of them had pretty big cases that were kind of still open, and they didn't let us in.
My favorite was coming back with a friend from – he works for Canada Customs, and then they sent him over to secondary. And then they asked him for ID, and he pulled it out. He says, what are you doing here? He says, well, I don't like to show it at the front. But it was interesting to see him get a taste of his own medicine.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah.
It's smart for him not to show it at the front, because then he'll get targeted by, like, you know, maybe cartels or whatever. Well, it's a lot different on the Canadian border, I'm sure. It's not like the Mexican border. But there still must be, like, is there a little drug cartel action up there? Or?
Yeah.
What goes on around the border up there? What's the situation like?
I don't know. I never ask. I'm far enough away not to know. I just know that guns have been coming in here in railway fucking cars and in the diesel tanks for the last fucking 10 years. So like it's just a joke. You know, when they have this gun registry bullshit. I mean, an OPP superintendent cop showed up at my high school when they were putting through the legislation like 10 years ago, and he says, "You're going after the wrong people here." I mean, even my friends at the border knew where all the guns were coming through, and they didn't target the fucking railways at all, and that's where all the stuff was coming through.
Oh, yeah, because they wanted to go through.
Exactly. That's exactly what – and they're exactly where they want them to be now, so they can bring in this omnibus crime legislation bill. Or even the parole people are even saying today that some of the legislation hidden – in between the dotting of the I's and crossing of the T's is gonna stop some people getting their pardons. You know how, I don't know if you have it in the States, but they have these companies that go and they get your criminal record. If you were a 14-year-old, you know, and you picked your nose the wrong way and you had a criminal record, then technically you still have a criminal record when you're 55 years old. And so you go and you get a pardon, but it's technically still on the books.
Yeah, I don't know if we have something like that, but I don't know. Well,
like growing up here, all the families with money, none of the kids ever got fucking in any trouble officially, so that when they went to school later and got big jobs, there was no fucking criminal record. It was the poor kids that got fucking records and fucked them for the rest of their lives. You know, it was so obvious when you're growing up, like, there's two different streams and two different justice systems in North America or around the world or whatever.
Yeah, that's true. But, thanks for helping out again, guys. We're up against the clock. I'm going to get out of here. I'll be back tomorrow night at the same time. we had a little issue with Mike Hall's microphone. I don't know. I haven't heard him the whole time. Mike Hall does a show on Blog Talk Radio called America. Here's your wake-up call. If you search it over there, you'll get the exact schedule. I'm not sure the exact nights. I do believe he's on Wednesday nights at like 11 or 12 Eastern time. That's going to be all for me tonight. I want to thank Shua. I want to thank Festy. But the other thing, guys, is I just redesigned my whole website, and I have a lot of good information up there. Like we've talked about, you know, like the 9/11 stuff I've talked about, the radio shows I do, just a whole bunch of other stuff. And it's a great place to do some quick research sometimes because I have all the headlines from all different mainstream and alternative sites up there, even sites I don't trust, just so people can get everything, get the whole side of the story in one place. I redesigned the whole thing, and it looks a lot better right now. I want you guys to check it out. It's therealnewsonline.com. So everybody that's listening, even people that are members that have been there all the time, I switched it up a lot. Check it out, guys, okay? Therealnewsonline.com. And I'll be back tomorrow night at the same time. And I'm out of here, guys. Thank you.
You need a fire engineer when I lay this blaze. I melt down tracks, stacks, reels, and sleeves. Hit the studio, jars of dro, bars to blow. BC go with that arsenic flow. That, don't hold me back. I roll.